Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Tom Hall, and this is a voice you've probably heard before.
Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey just as I think of you.
The great Ella Fitzgerald singing Imagination. And the pianist who is accompanying her with that elegant touch, that all over the keyboard texture, an accompaniment that's almost orchestral. That's Baltimore's own Ellis Larkins, a graduate of Frederick Douglass High School in Northwest Baltimore. Larkins was the first African-American to attend the Peabody Conservatory. After training at Juilliard, he became one of the most distinguished and accomplished jazz pianists of his generation. Today at noon, jazz writer and musician Bob Jacobson will give a free talk at Baltimore's City Hall about the life and work of Ellis Larkins, who died in 2002. But first, Bob joins me here in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tom. Glad to be here.
So what do you think separates Ellis Larkins from other pianists of his ilk?
Well, I'm not a pianist myself, but I'm going to quote other pianists such as Marion McPartland and say, for one thing, his touch, very gentle touch on the piano, very sensitive chord voicings, and his whole approach to the piano was very sensitive and gentle and kind of complex harmonies that others didn't use.
Yeah. And he really did have a unique playing style. I mean, I suppose that many of the great pianists do. I mean, when you think about Oscar Peterson and that sort of frenetic, you know, crazy fast stuff. Mm-hmm. But when you think about Mr. Larkins, it was always very gentle and very elegant and sophisticated.
Right. Yeah. You just use the word elegant, which others have used to describe him.
And he was also, of course, very well known as an accompanist,
right,
particularly for singers. He had
yes.
a great affinity with some of the great singers, Ella Fitzgerald being one of them, Joe Williams and some others. What do you think made him such a great accompanist?
Well, according to some of the singers he played behind or with, part of it was just that he just had a sense of how to say something beautiful and not get in their way, to enhance their vocalizations. And like some other instrumentalists, he always had the lyrics in mind. And the lyrics fed his what he played on the piano very often.
Yeah, so the meaning, the,
right.
the literary context of the song meant a lot to him.
Right,
and
right.
This record that became so famous that he did with Ella Fitzgerald, he did a couple, but the first was a collection of Gershwin tunes.
Right.
I guess when they first approached him about it, they wanted to put together a quartet.
Right.
And he insisted that he be that he play solo with her.
Yes, he was actually hired by Decca Records as the musical director of that project, and they asked him, what other instruments do you want? Who do you want on this? And he said, we don't need anybody else, which was very unique at the time. Usually you would have, like you said, at least a quartet, if not a big band or an orchestra. He did it alone, and to my ears, he sounds like an orchestra.
Thinking of it in terms of orchestral texture and big band texture. I mean,
right.
His left hand was just as solid as a rock on the rhythm. So that's the rhythm section. He had the melodies and the obbligato harmonies in his right hand. And he uses the whole keyboard, too.
Yeah.
It's like he's using the whole
yeah,
orchestra.
Yeah, he really does.
Yeah.
You know, early in his life, as a teenager, he went to the Royal Theater three times and heard big bands there.
Over on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he heard Cab Calloway, he heard Jimmy Lunceford, and he heard Chick Webb with Ella Fitzgerald as the vocalist. And I think that really must have made a deep impression on him.
I tell you, I'm not asking any miracle. It can be done. It can be done. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical.
On 88.1, It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Bob Jacobson is a jazz writer and musician. The Baltimore National Heritage Area sponsors a series of free lectures at Baltimore City Hall. And today at noon, Bob will be talking about the great pianist Ellis Larkins. So Mr. Larkins got his start on the piano from both of his parents, who were also musicians, I guess.
Right. Both of his parents played piano, but his father also played violin.
Mm-hmm. And he was really a child prodigy. I mean, I guess one of his first public appearances, or some of his first public appearances, he was just a child accompanying his father, who was playing the violin. But then he actually appeared with the Baltimore Colored Orchestra,
right,
which was quite a sophisticated and advanced ensemble in the day, in the 30s. But he was 10 years old when when he appeared with them.
Right. He was 10 when he first appeared with them, playing to an audience of 2,000 people at Douglas High School. And the following year, he played another concert at Douglas to 4,000 people, at which Eleanor Roosevelt predicted that he would become a great musician.
Yeah, well, she was right about that.
Yeah.
And, of course, his father insisted that he play classical music. So he
Only classical.
He was, raised on Bach and Brahms and Beethoven.
Right.
But the switch, when did that occur, and why do you think that happened?
Well, apparently, and he said this on Marion McPartland's show, apparently even in junior high, he was kind of starting to dabble in blues and boogie-woogie, things he would hear on the radio and just pick up by ear. So even in junior high and high school, he was doing that sort of to entertain his friends at parties and so forth. But his getting into jazz was strictly by ear. His training was totally classical.
Yeah, because as a student at Juilliard in New York, he had to support himself, and he did that by playing sessions and playing clubs throughout New York. Yeah.
Right, right, playing for singers' auditions, making records, things like that.
Yeah. I want to play a clip from an hour-long documentary that NPR put together on Ellis Larkins, and they spoke with lots of folks, including the legendary jazz pianist Billy Taylor. Here's what Dr. Taylor had to say about Ellis Larkins.
I mean, you never got the feeling that he was draining, no matter what the tempo was or what the problem was. I mean, he just had everything was under control. He really was just there in a masterful way doing the job.
Yeah, and it's funny. His personality was very reserved. Some people have even referred to him as shy and bashful. He really wasn't self-promotional, but in the sphere of music, he was just such a total master that he was able to command a lot of situations.
It's legendary that so many of the musicians in New York would come to hear him play when he was playing clubs and concert dates and stuff, including, you know, a bunch of bars where people would just talk while he was playing. I mean,
right,
it's amazing
right.
to think that a pianist of that caliber, you know, has to play in a talky bar. So he was a real musician's musician.
Yeah.
People were respecting him. But he never really got the kind of public acclaim that perhaps a person of his abilities deserve. Why do you think that happened?
Well, I think partly because of that reserved personality and lack of self-promotion that I just mentioned. And also, his playing stylistically didn't really go much beyond the styles of the swing era. So as others got into bebop and more modern forms of jazz, he really didn't make that move. And that might have been part of it also.
Yeah, he did what he did. He knew what he knew.
Yeah, right.
Bob Jacobson, he's a jazz writer and musician. He'll be talking today at noon at Baltimore's City Hall about the life and work of the legendary Baltimore jazz pianist Ellis Larkins. Well, Bob, thanks so much for coming
Thank you, Tim.
Appreciate it. On our website, we've got links to a few radio documentaries that have been produced about the life of Ellis Larkins. Come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Coming up on Maryland Morning, Baltimore jazz funk band Sojourn plays live in our studio. But first, before we head to the news, some more of the easy touch of Ellis Larkins. Stay with us.